Blog Talk Radio.
Disappointment weighing you down? Are you overwhelmed by discouragement? Have you settled for less in your life? Do you have a lack of confidence, wondering where you are in life and in your dreams? Then it's time to put your dream to the test. Seize the moment. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous show programming, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to a richer environment and an interactive environment that we truly love, So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to put your dreams to the test. We're going to put your dream to the test. We're going to take a look at putting your dream to the test based on the 10 guidelines outlined in the book by John C. Maxwell. And many of you know that Coach Adams is a John C. Maxwell team member, a John Maxwell team member. And so I am excited about this series that we're diving into, because the reality is that 9 out of 10 people never live their dreams. And so before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, go old school, send a fax or an email. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, and tablets, iPads, smartphones handy, desktops, laptops, you want to grab it so that you can capture the notes around what we will discuss today as we are in our Motivational Mondays installment series with Coach Adams on Shaping Up to Win. And we're starting a series on Put Your Dream to the Test. And the bottom line is, we want you to put your dream to the test so that you can bring your dream to life or take your dream to a whole nother level. The reality is, and this, when you think about the reality and the numbers, the reality is that 98% of people die without fulfilling their dreams. And my question is, will you be in that percentage? Will you be in that 98%? Will you be among those that die without fulfilling their dreams? Or will you figure out, how can I make my dreams a reality? The 4 common reasons for individuals not identifying their dreams is found in exactly how we open with the questions today. The questions that we opened the show with were, is discouragement weighing you down? Are you overwhelmed by disappointment? Have you settled for less in your life? Do you have a lack of confidence where you are in life and in your dreams? If you have said yes to one or any of these questions, this time is for you. You know, it's interesting, as I was reflecting in preparation for today's program, I was reflecting on the wisdom that my dad would give me. See, my dad was one of the mindset that you get a good government job. He would tell me that often to his only child, his daughter. Dad said, get a good government job. Why? Because he felt that there was great security in a good government job. You had good pay. You got, in addition to that good pay, you got benefits. You got insurance. You hopefully got a good retirement plan, a pension. So Dad was of the mindset of, get a good government job. My dad has passed on, and he's been gone for a significant amount of time now, and I honestly, jokingly say, he would totally flip understanding that, because I was in that process before he passed away, the entrepreneur spirit in me, entrepreneurship and the pursuit of entrepreneurism, and Dad didn't get it. He didn't understand. He's like, what is my daughter doing? She needs to get a good government job, because, again, he felt like There was great security in that. He was not a dreamer in that regard, that high level of dreaming. Yes, he, you know, had his own painting business, and he originally by trade was a welder and fell into his painting business. But, you know, for him, it wasn't, he wasn't this big dreamer. It was all about allowing your basic needs to be met. And that's where Dad was. And there's nothing wrong with that. Please don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying. But I am one that is a dreamer, and I am one that is a hope builder. And so I want to build your hope today around your dream. And we're going to put your dream to the test. Because the four common reasons for not identifying our dreams is discouragement, disappointment, settling, and the lack of confidence. You see, I want us to take this journey together, as we're not going to get into all of the areas today, but we are going to lay the foundation, and we'll pick it up next week in our series of Put Your Dream to the Test. And I want you to know that a dream is a picture and a blueprint of a person's purpose and potential. It's branded on your mind. It's branded on your heart. But so often we get stuck, and we get stuck because life is constantly disappointing us. We're constantly faced with disappointment. We're constantly faced with people that will speak a discouraging word. You tell them, hey, I'm a dreamer and I have this big hope. And they speak negative words and say, oh, you won't accomplish that. Who do you think you are? They begin to chip away at you and discourage you and pull you down. And with that, what happens is you get into this cycle of now you have a lack of confidence. You don't trust the dream. You don't trust the hope. So you begin to settle in life. You begin to settle because you don't think that you can, because of the discouragement, the words were spoken into your lives, and now you don't believe in the dream. You've been disappointed, so much so that you like, I can't even take another disappointment. And so all of this has chipped away at your confidence. And so you begin to settle. If you don't know what's on the inside of you, then you say, yeah, you know, maybe I should get a good government job. Who do I think I am for dreaming this big dream of entrepreneurship or this business, this invention? Who do I think I am for saying, thinking I can write a best-selling novel, I can write a best-selling book on the New York Times best-selling list? Who do I think I am? Because of the discouragement that has led into disappointment, that has chipped away at your confidence, that has caused you to settle. You know, there was a survey of highly successful leaders, and 100% have a dream. 100%. I say that because guess what, our global listening audience? There is a dreamer in you. 100% have a dream. Now, this is where things start to get a little sketchy. 100% have a dream. But do you know that 50% give up on their dream? 50% give up, throw in the towel because of those various things that we discussed in our four common reasons for not identifying our dreams: discouragement, disappointment, lack of confidence, and settling. 95% accomplish their dreams. That is encouraging right there. 95% Out of this survey of highly successful leaders, 95% accomplished dreams. 95% were frustrated at times in the pursuit of their dreams. So the same percentage that accomplished was the same percentage that dealt with frustration. And see, I have some great insight on the subject of frustration. You know, my mentors teach that frustration is, simply put, a barrier to our goals. A barrier to our goals. And when you understand what frustration is and how it shows up, that it's a mere barrier to your goals, it's natural that we go through stages of feeling frustrated. But that's not the four common reasons for not identifying our dreams. It's not frustration. It's discouragement, disappointment, lack of confidence, and settling. We're going to, as we put our dreams to the test, we're going to look at several different areas. The importance of ownership, clarity, reality, passion, pathway, people, cost, tenacity, fulfillment, and significance. But let us start our journey with number one by looking at ownership. Someone else owns your dream. Someone else owns your dreams when the following happens. It will not have you to fight. It's not the right fit. Someone else owns your dreams when you're not willing to fight and you've determined it's not the right fit. When it will be a weight on your shoulders. Someone else owns your dreams. Someone else owns your dreams. It will not have the right fit. It will be a weight on your shoulders. It will drain your energy. It sucks the very life out of you. It will put you to sleep. Not only does it drain your energy, not only does it weigh on your shoulders, not only is it not the right fit, but it'll put you to sleep. It will take you out of your strength zone. So if you have lost power, guess what? You're out of your strength zone, and that means someone else owns your dreams. It'll be fulfilling to others because their dreams are becoming a reality, but yet yours isn't because your energy is drained. Why? Because someone else owns your dreams. It will require others to make you do it. They have to force you to do it. They have to motivate you to get moving, to do it. Because someone else owns your dream. Your dream, whatever that may be. We're talking about ownership today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we are pulling the pages out of the book, Put Your Dream to the Test by John C. Maxwell. I'm a John C. Maxwell team member, and I am so thrilled to share with you this great insight. I tell you, there were some things that I had to evaluate and look at. And ownership, we have to know, does someone else own our dreams? And we're talking about those areas that would be that peekaboo into the window that someone else owns your dreams. Because when you own your dream, it will feel right to you. It's like a square peg fitting into a square hole. See, when someone else owns your dream, it's that square peg trying to fit into a round hole. There's friction. It's not the right fit. I talk about this often. I've lived it. I fight to get others to recognize it. If you're feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, it's not the right fit. You're not in the right place. That means that someone else owns your dream. Because when you own your dream, it will feel right to you. Why? Because you're now going with the flow of the current, with the flow of the river, not against. I often share the story that when I was in real estate, I honestly felt like that square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I felt like I was a square peg trying to fit into the round hole. There was great friction and resistance in my life. I felt like I was going against the flow, not with the flow. I was wanting to pull what little hair I had in my head out. I was just, it wasn't a right fit. But that's when someone else owns your dream. When you own your dream, it is the right fit. It feels right to you. And I can honestly say, being on the other side of who I'm known to be today, Coach Adams, speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, I'm on the right side now. It is a right fit. And so when you're clear on what that looks like, putting your dream to the test, you're able to make right decisions based on knowing what is the right fit. See, when you own your dream, it will provide you with wings, and it is wings to your spirit. It makes your heart sing. You get excited. There is a vibrancy. You get fired up when you own your own dream. Now, on the opposite side, we said that when someone else owns your dream, it drains you of energy. It sucks the life out of you. But when you own your dream, you get fired up at the very thought of it. See, the one thing I know to be true, I cannot shut the coach down, the speaker, the teacher, the trainer. There are often times when I pay to give of my gift because I can't shut it down. It gets me fired up. I get excited anytime I'm faced with dealing and supporting someone with an issue that I can coach them through. It fires me up because that's who I am. It's a part of my DNA. It's a part of the very fiber of my being. So when you own your dream, it will feel right to you. It's the round peg fitting perfectly in the round hole, the square peg fitting perfectly in the square hole. It's not the round peg trying to fit in the square hole. When you own your dream, it will provide you with wings to your spirit. You can now soar. You can be that eagle that you were designed to be. When you own your own dream, it will fire you up. There's a fire on the inside of you, that passion on the inside of you. And when you feel that, woo, the fire gets going. But that's an internal inside out. It's not an outside in. When you own your own dream, it will keep you up at night. You have to shut down You have to shut down because your mind is always creatively going around your vision, around your dream. You can't shut it off. You go to sleep with it. You wake up with it because of the fire, because it has provided wings to your spirit. When you own your dream, it will take you completely out of your comfort zone. The one thing I know to be true, my dream, Coach Adams, and the brand and all of what I do under that umbrella, speaker, teacher, trainer, coach, has taken me completely out of my comfort zone. Yet, it is who I was created to be and what I was placed on the planet to do. I remember hearing that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and speak publicly before a group. And I thought, yep, that would be me, because of my fear and insecurities and all of what the lack of confidence, all of what I perceived this capacity to be. I'm so happy and so blessed that in my ignorance and saying, yes, I want death by fire, that God did not give me that in my ignorance of speaking that. Because what a painful way to die. But that speaks to my mindset around who I am and how I've been programmed and what I do today. Stand in front of a group and speak. Oh, my gosh, have all of these eyes looking at you and all of these various expressions and all of that, people being able to see through you, per se, and looking at you, judging you. But when it's right, it's right. So you embrace being stretched out of your comfort zone. But when your dream, when it's your own dream, it will stretch you out of your comfort zone. It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. There's a dis-ease because it just doesn't feel right in that sense, but yet it is right. Your own dream, it will be so fulfilling to you, and I cannot tell you how fulfilling my journey is. I remember when I was in real estate, and I often make the reference because I want you to know Coach Adams is not sharing with you just to be sharing what she has not lived and what she doesn't know to be true. And I remember when I was in real estate, I wasn't fulfilled. It wasn't about a fire on the inside. I wasn't fired up. I didn't get wings to my spirit. All of these things that we're talking about, it didn't feel right. It was often forced. I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I didn't feel like I could soar. I wanted to soar, but I didn't feel like I could because I wasn't in the right fit. I wasn't in the right zone at the time. I wasn't fired up. What got me fired up, interestingly enough, was coaching others before I even had a title for it. I remember meeting this couple in Dominguez Hills, California. And I was there taking an application. They were refinancing their home. And I remember the wife saying to me, because at the time, clearly, I was coaching. I didn't have a title for it at the time. I was a real estate finance specialist. But I remember her saying to me, Shania, wow, we appreciate how interested you are in our lives. Hear that, in our lives. But we're just trying to get this loan. See, I was coaching her and didn't know that I was coaching her because that was something that fired me up. Coaching empowerment, coaching someone, giving them insight and empowerment to move to another level in their lives. Again, I didn't have a title for it. I had not yet made the connection for it. But even in that environment, that got me fired up. And when I went on my journey of discovery, I realized and remembered that very moment. I was taken back to that very moment because that moment was so key. I remember it like it happened yesterday. And when I tell you that moment has been so many years ago now, so many years ago. But I remember it like it was yesterday. That was a moment that was so defining for me. It was so key because I was fired up, not about the application, which was the purpose that I was there, but I was fired up about helping them to move their lives to another level. Before I had the title coach, I was coaching because it was a part of my very DNA. Who you are, your dream is a part of your very DNA. And so until we can recognize and take ownership of it and identify who has ownership where we are at this stage, because when you own your dream, it is so fulfilling. It is so fulfilling. It's the most fulfilling thing, with or without the money. It brings you joy. You're fulfilled in it. When you own your dream, you will truly feel like you were made to do it. And that is one thing that I can say to be true. As I'm taking this journey with you, I always want to reconnect around my dream and my vision. When you own your dream, again, you feel like you were made to do it. And I shared earlier that it is the very part of your DNA. It's a part of the fabric of who you are. I often use the illustration and give the reference of Michael Jordan, for example. You know, when Michael Jordan came on the scene, no one did what Michael Jordan then broke records at and, you know, got the nickname for Air Jordan and all of that. Yes, we've had other athletes that have come on the journey since that time, and they've been great athletes. But when Michael Jordan was on the scene, the nickname Air Jordan, no one had the ability at that time to soar through the air in the way that he did and dunk that basket. Now, I can't do that. But who he was created to be, he was made to do that in only the way that he could do it. And interestingly enough, basketball, to some degree, stretched him out of his comfort zone. He wanted to be a baseball player. When I found that out, I thought, how could that even be? Because he was so great at basketball. Clearly, I don't think anyone would disagree that he was born to do that. And although he has retired and he's off of the court, you know, as an athlete full time and all of that, in some way he's always still engaged and connected around that as a co-owner or whatever the case may be of a team, because that is a part of his very DNA. And so I want you to know that your dream, as we're talking about, put your dream to the test today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams as we pull pages out of the book, Put Your Dream to the Test, by John C. Maxwell, as Coach Adams is a JMT or a John Maxwell team member, preparing actually in a few days to go to my next live event in Orlando, Florida. So excited about that, to share with the John Maxwell family and the team and to re-engage and to just really soak at another level on my journey of participating with the John Maxwell team. And so I want you to know that I'm so excited about this journey that we're on. And I'm excited because on this journey that we are on together, we're going to grow to another level in our vision and your vision. We're going to move to another level. And so as we talk about ownership, I want you to know that taking ownership, you have to be willing to bet on yourself. And, you know, oftentimes if you go to investors and you tell them that you want them to invest in your vision, in your business, in your dream, in whatever it is that you have, they want to know how much skin do you have in the game. They want to know, are you betting on yourself? Are you willing to take a risk on you? Or do you want others to just take all of the risk and you want to sit back and cruise through? See, because in taking ownership, you're willing to bet on you. On my journey, there has been, I could tell you story after story of times when I bet on me, invested in me, against all odds. So how much skin do you have in the game when you're taking ownership for your dream? I want to encourage you, don't compromise and don't compare yourself to others. See, many would say I have an apple and I have an orange and we're trying to compare apples and oranges. There is no comparison. Yes, granted, they are both pieces of fruit, but there is no comparison in this apple and this orange. And I am a firm believer that what you were created to do, like we referenced and talked about Michael Jordan, no one can do it like you. So don't compare yourself with others. Don't compare yourself with others. Take the lead over your life and lead your life. Have a definite chief aim. Have a focus. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. One of the habits that Stephen Covey talks about, having a definite chief aim. Love what you do. There is nothing like going into an environment and you hate the environment. I mean, you hate the environment. You hate going there. You hate being there. You hate what you do. And you're miserable. And you're just existing through life. You're not living life in the fullness and feeling fulfilled and the abundance of it. You're just existing because you don't like what you do. But that's because, guess what? Someone else owns your dream. You don't own it. Someone else does. And in order for you to own it, you have to love what you do. You have to absolutely love it. You know, my mentors, Al and Hattie, he'll ask a question, Coach Al Hollingsworth, and he'll say, are you in love? And someone will say, yeah, I'm in love. Yeah, I'm in love. And he'll say, no, are you in love? There's a different dimension, a different deepness in that question. And so we have to love what we do. This is a part of the process of putting your dream to the test as we're talking about ownership and taking ownership. See, taking ownership says, number one, I have to bet on myself. I have to invest in me. I have to roll the dice on me. I have to go all in on me. You have to bet on yourself. It also tells us that we can't compare. I can't compare myself to you and you to me, this apple and orange philosophy. No. No comparison. I cannot compare. I have to lead my life. Another great wisdom base, I remember many years ago now, I don't even know how many years ago now it was, that I was reading Life Manager by Dr. Phil McGraw, and one of the things that he spoke about, are you the best manager of your life? Would you hire you? So when we're talking about taking ownership, we're talking about that you have to lead your life. You have to be the captain of your ship. You have to be the one guiding your ship on your journey of life. Lead your life. You have to love what you do. You have to absolutely love what you do. You have to be in love with what you do. Because if you're not, guess what? When the hard times come, you're going to throw on the towel. You're going to fall off the wagon. You're not going to, you're going on to the next. And that's why, don't hate me, you're a jack of all trades and a master of nothing, because you don't have the stick-to-itiveness, because you're not in love. You don't love what you do. You have not invested in yourself. You're not taking the lead on your life. You're comparing yourself to somebody else and what they do, and I'm not good enough. And so now the negative self-talk has kicked in. Now you're at that place of, you know, why? The four reasons that we talked about when we opened today's program, the four reasons for not identifying your dreams. You're feeling discouraged. You have this discouragement because of the negative words that were spoken into your life. There is great power in words. I wrote a powerful chapter on it as a part of the Change book number 14, The Power of Words. You know, so often we would hear sticks and stones may break our bones, but names will never hurt us. But guess what? Names have hurt us. Words have hurt us. They have discouraged us. You're dealing with disappointment. You lack that, those disappointments have chipped away at your confidence. So now you lack confidence. You now feel like, yeah, I'm settling in life. You know, let me just get a good government job or whatever. And I'm not saying that there's something wrong with that. But remember, we said that 100% of people have a dream. But something has chipped away at their dreams. And so we're talking about ownership today. The other area of taking ownership is that we must believe in our vision. If you don't believe in your vision, who will? If you're not passionate about your vision, if you don't love your vision, if you're not invested in your vision, then who will? It starts with you. You're the captain of your ship. You're at the helm. You're at the steering wheel. And if you don't believe in it, how do you expect to get others to buy into it if you yourself don't believe in it? And so I want you to know that this is so important and so key. This number one that we're talking about in putting our dreams to the test. Because again, a dream is a picture and a blueprint of a person's purpose and potential. It's already a part of the very fabric of who you are, because it's how you have been created. I fully believe that each and every one of us was created for a purpose. That purpose is in us. We have to unlock that purpose. And it's unlocked once we begin to activate on our potential. So in unearthing, releasing, allowing to be set free, my dream, I have to activate it. I have to do something. It's already there, but I have to do something. And a part of that doing something, I have to take ownership of it. I can't allow myself to get stuck in discouragement. I can't allow the disappointments of the past to get me in quicksand, and I'm not moving. And now I've lost confidence. I have to rebuild my confidence. And I can't settle on a job every day that I hate, settling instead of doing something to move. And so ownership, when you own your dream, I want to remind you, it will feel absolutely right to you. It feels absolutely right. When you own your dream, it will provide you with wings to your spirit. It's like wings to your spirit. And now you can soar. You're like an eagle ready to take flight. The potential is there. But you need that connecting point. When you own your dream, it will fire you up. The passion on the inside is so strong that you can't not do it. And so you're constantly fueling that, fueling it in any way that you can. You're looking for the opportunities to do it. It will keep you up. See, this is the thing. Entrepreneurs, they don't have 9 to 5 hours. Their hours are until. And so if you're of the 9 to 5 mentality, you won't understand someone else's grind who is burning the midnight oil, as we would say, because they're fighting for their dream to become a reality. They're fighting for it to live. They're so fired up and passionate about it. So if you're of that 9 to 5 mentality, you don't get it. Because you have to shut down at a certain time. And so a true visionary dreamer, there is no shutdown. They'll call you at midnight talking about their dreams. I remember hearing T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, and some of you may know who Bishop T.D. Jakes is and some may not, but Bishop T.D. Jakes, I heard him saying that you can work for the Potter's house, but you cannot work for him if you're looking for a 9 to 5 job. Because he said, I may call you at midnight because I'm up and I'm, and if you're not available, we will have an issue if you're working directly with me when I get this flow and I need to download that and give that over to you. And so it keeps you up. Your dream will keep you up. It will take you out of your comfort zone. It takes you out of your comfort zone. There's a discomfort, but yes, that you feel that. You know how to redefine that discomfort, and now it fuels you forward. It's a stretch, a constant stretch, but it's a good stretch. I don't know if you remember the little green animated character Gumby. You're going to bend and stretch and be pulled, but you won't break. It's like a rubber band. The Gumby, he didn't break. He was bent in all different directions. So it is going to stretch you out of your comfort zone. Why? Because you're betting on you. You're taking a risk in you. And that unknown, that world of the unknown, it's uncertain. You don't know about it. But you will find great fulfillment when you tap into that. I remember being stretched out of my comfort zone for a travel that I had the opportunity to do. And it was only because I didn't know. I had the opportunity to go to the Ukraine. And all I knew is that it was formerly a part of the Czech Republic and Russia, and I didn't know, what does this all mean? This was many years ago now. It wasn't in this now season, but this was many years ago now, an opportunity as a global master trainer in the capacity that I serve Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth and their ministry, Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And so I had this opportunity, and all I heard about the Ukraine was two things. One, it was cold and it was dark. It was cold and it was dark. It was an unknown for me. But I said yes to being stretched out of my comfort zone. And I'm bringing that back to what we were talking about, is that it would be fulfilling. The other thing was, it was a Russian-speaking nation. I didn't speak Russian, so that in and of itself is uncomfortable. So I don't speak the language. All I know is supposedly it's just cold and it's dark and I don't know the language. That is uncomfortable. It's a stretch out of my comfort zone. I'm feeling itchy. It's like, rah. And so I made the decision and said, no, I'm going. I'm not going to miss this opportunity because of, quote unquote, it's uncomfortable. I'm going to embrace this journey that's stretching me, that's taking me out of my comfort zone, and see what's on the other side, see what's on the horizon. I'm in a season in my life now that I'm being stretched out of my comfort zone, waiting to see what's on the horizon. Because that is what, when you own your dream, you live that all the time. When you are committed to your dream. See, when you're not committed, you stay in your comfort zone. And so I went to the Ukraine. Actually, I've gone twice to the Ukraine. And when I tell you, I learned great lessons. One, the assembly that I worked with, wow, when I talk about being an assembly of excellence, and I learned the philosophy around not only having a plan B, but a plan C through Z, so that you can serve in excellence, that you always have a backup to the backup to the backup in case anything happens. In addition, how fulfilling it was to pour into the lives of the individuals there. And I remember this man coming to me and giving me a box of chocolate. Now, see, here in the U.S., that's no big deal. We take so much for granted and so lightly. And what I found out later on, because of the poverty in that area, that box of chocolate, most people don't have cars. If you have a car, you're really living high on the hog. You are a part of the affluent in this region. And so this expression of giving this chocolate, not even able to communicate the language, Russian, English, disconnect, but a way to say, wow, my life has been impacted and changed. Thank you. To see that in this individual's eye, not being able to communicate word to word, but spirit connecting. When I tell you, boy, was that fulfilling. So when you own your dream, it will be fulfilling. You can have challenges. It doesn't mean that the journey will be perfect, and that's, I don't want you to get caught up in that, because one would say, well, Coach Adams, are you saying it will be perfect? No, absolutely not. But it will be fulfilling for you. In addition, you, again, as we stated earlier, it's the right fit. So I want you to know that taking ownership as we close out on this particular area of put your dream to the test, ownership, I want to remind you that you must bet on yourself. That there is no comparison. You cannot compare. Don't compare. There is no apple and orange comparison. No. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. There is no one that has your footprint, no one that has your fingerprint. You are absolutely unique. No one has your exact DNA. So I want you to know that there is no comparison, because no one is exactly made like you. You are a miracle. I believe you are God's greatest miracle. Out of 400 million, it's been stated, out of 400 million cells, 399,999 of them died. To create you, you're a gift, you're a miracle. So no comparison, because no one has been made like you to do what you have been created to do. So lead your life. Be the captain of your ship, the captain of your journey. Take the lead and be the best life manager you can be. Love what you do. And if you don't love what you do, you need to tap into what you love so you can love what you do and do what you love, that you are absolutely in love with. And believe in your vision. Believe in your vision. If you don't believe in your vision, no one else will. We're going to continue our journey on Put Your Dream to the Test as we're pulling pages out of the book by John C. Maxwell. I want you to know that we ran out of time for your interaction, but if you miss the opportunity, because it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Let's continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. It is an open group. You can just simply ask to join. It's not a private group, so anyone can join. So if you're interested, just simply shoot a request to join the group, the Facebook Motivational Mondays form. We want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. On our next installment, next week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we're going to continue in our Shape Up and Win series with Put Your Dream to the Test. Put Your Dream to the Test as we continue the journey. I want to stay connected with you. And if you are not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Today we talked about and put your dream to the test. We talked about ownership. Next week, we're going to look at clarity. Next week, we're going to look at clarity. I want you to know, speaking of clarity, that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to get clear so that you can achieve greater success, whatever that may look like for you. We do this through various tools and resources that are available for you. Our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a powerful time to shape up and win. Through mastermind sessions, we're going to be doing a mastermind session on Put Your Dream to the Test. And so if you want more information concerning being a part of that private session, let me know. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101. And or email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. All of what we do is specifically designed for vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment so that you can receive tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. So I want you to know that we're going to continue in our series, Put Your Dream to the Test. You don't want to miss our next installment or any associated in this series of Put Your Dream to the Test. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you for tuning in. I want you to continuously be reminded that I'm for you and I coach and you win.